The last decade saw celebrities throwing some pretty extravagant soirees, from whisking friends off to India on private jets to $500,000 spends for an iconic singer's performance at a boyfriend's birthday party. There was a common theme to many of the most decadent ones. They're almost all milestone birthday parties. Gigster looked into some of the wildest parties of the 2010s and highlighted five of the most lavish and over-the-top. The forthcoming list features four birthday parties and one very exclusive fairy tale wedding. Some bashes spanned multiple days, others featured costumes, and many included star-studded performers. For those of us who didn't make the guest lists for these events, the party's attendees shared plenty of photos and stories. Keep reading to see how the rich and famous curate unforgettable, You Only Live Once celebrations for the ages. Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel's week-long wedding party. While most wedding festivities last a day or two at most, Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel pulled out all the stops when they tied the knot in 2012. The couple invited 100 people to a week-long party in Puglia, Italy. Celebrity guests took up residence in the ultra-private Borgo Egnazia, a luxury resort hotel that resembles a castle. The intimate setting was packed with security, so no one had to worry about the paparazzi. Naomi Campbell's two-day Indian extravaganza. You only turn 50 once, and for Naomi Campbell's then-boyfriend Vladislav Doronin, that meant a lavish party in November 2012 at the Umaid Bhawan Palace in Jodhpur, India. The guest list included more than 200 people, including celebrities like Kate Moss, Bob Geldof, and Demi Moore. Diana Ross even appeared to give a performance, for a reportedly hefty fee of $500,000. The supermodel and her billionaire boyfriend Messily called it quits the following year. Kate Moss's four-day 40th birthday party. For her 40th birthday party, Kate Moss invited friends over to her Cotswolds home in January 2014 for a party that lasted nearly 100 hours. During the psychedelic chic-themed bash, champagne flowed as partygoers were treated to a private music festival with sets by Massive Attack, members of Oasis, Primal Scream, and Soul to Soul. Florence and the Machine's Florence Welch sang Happy Birthday. As for party favors? Willing guests were treated to a heart tattoo with infinity symbol running through it. Michelle Obama's 50th birthday party at the White House. When the First Lady turns 50, she gets a big party. For Michelle Obama, that meant inviting 500 friends and family to the White House in January 2014. Beyoncé performed a set of six hits, John Legend sang two versions of Happy Birthday, and Stevie Wonder spontaneously grabbed a keyboard to perform a medley of tunes. The star-studded guest list included Mary J. Blige, Jennifer Hudson, Samuel L. Jackson, Magic Johnson, Gayle King, Paul McCartney, Bill and Hillary Clinton, Gladys Knight, Michael Kors, Rachel Ray, Smokey Robinson, James Taylor, and Al Roker. But perhaps the sweetest part of the night was when then-President Barack Obama shared a tribute to his wife, recalling the first time they met. Bronson Van Wyck's Bal de Sauvages. Event designer Bronson Van Wyck threw a Bal de Sauvages, or Ball of the Wild Ones, for his 40th birthday. The extravagant 2015 soiree paid homage to a famous 1393 masquerade ball hosted by Francis King Charles VI. Guests, many celebrities among them, donned masquerade attire meeting the event's predator or prey theme. Shirtless bartenders served drinks as guests mingled under dazzling chandeliers and mounted animal heads. Flo Rida performed, and Van Wyck even busted out a choreographed performance of Vogue by Madonna. This story originally appeared on Gigster and was produced and distributed in partnership with Stacker Studio.